We now pay tribute to the umpire Rudy Kutzen, who passed away yesterday, known for his trademark slow finger of death because of how slowly he would raise his finger to indicate if a batsman was out. He was respected as one of cricket's great umpires. Yesterday, he raised his finger for the last time, dying in a head collision near Stilbaai between Cape Town and Gqeberha. To pay our respects, we're now joined by cricket commentator Mpumi Mbangwa, who is also, of course, a broadcaster for Super Sport. Really a sad day for cricket, is it not?
Yeah, it is, Bangani. As you say, you describe him as one of the great umpires. He'll definitely go down as one of those. When you remember him, you remember people like Steve Buckner from the West Indies, Dave Shepherd from England, as well as Dickie Bird. You know, he'll be amongst that list of names, and many others, of course. And one thing that many will remember is that he's one of the first ones, as far as South Africa is concerned, who's led the way for the others, along with Cyril Mitchley as well before. Now you have the likes of Murray Erasmus, who are on that elite panel like he was. Yeah, it is a sad day, and no doubt condolences to his family and the cricket family at large.
As a former player yourself, Rudy would have stood in some of your matches, I would imagine. How do you remember him on the field?
As a kind but firm man, always laughing, always jovial, but in control. It's a tough job being an umpire because, as you can imagine, you know, guys get heated on the field and so forth. He allowed the battle to go on, but he knew where it needed to stop and was quite able to stop it when he needed to pull guys back. But generally, just a friendly guy, a really nice guy, actually. I mean, when I met him, I was quite young and sort of got to know him over the years as played. And each time you sort of come across various umpires, there's some that you get on with and others that you might not quite warm up to. I'd say many, if not most, warmed up to Rudy.
You mentioned, of course, his contemporaries, the likes of David Shepherd. Not only because we often focus a lot, I think, on the fitness of players, as we should, but I think most of us don't always think about the fitness levels required to have longevity in the game. And for a time, what he held the record for the most matches, international matches, 331.
Yeah, look, I think if you think about it, like, nobody would sort of stand in one spot for a long time. One, other than just being bored, the other is the fact that you get quite tired. And add to this the fact that you must concentrate and then ensure that you give correct decisions, because ultimately that's what's going to give you the longevity. Yes, the fitness. Yes, the ability to actually stand there. But in standing there, making sure that you concentrate and that you're able to come out on the right side of decisions yourself as the umpire, the one giving them each time, and kind of keep going for a long time, is to be applauded.
I mean, the love and respect of international players. I saw tweets from the likes of Virender Sehwag and Kumar Sangakkara. That was clear in their tributes, eh?
Yeah, no doubt. As I say, many, if not most, because he really was a good man and one of the good guys, and that's all you want. Anyone who meets anyone else, all you're after is that they make you feel okay and you make them feel okay. And that's essentially it.
The Proteas will be wearing black armbands, of course, as a tribute to him when they play England in that test match beginning at Lord's next week. And because you're here on the line, I must ask you, do you fancy our chances?
South Africa's been doing quite well in test matches. And so I haven't gone well in the one day and T20 leg of the tour. The expectation is that they'll do well in the test. However, I've got to say that England are enjoying a resurgence with new captain and new coach and playing a different way. So it'll be a tough test, but generally South Africa's bowling attack's really good. So it should bode well for the Proteas.
And nothing like playing at Lord's, right? Brings out the best in all cricketers. Mpumi Mbangwa, appreciate your time. Cricket commentator, former player, paying his tribute to Rudy Kutzen. EWN. traffic. 21 after 8 at Tsikomolobie. What are we seeing on the roads?
This is what we're seeing, Bongani. In Waterkloof, we have that accident on the N1 South just before Delmas Road. This one is causing delays if you're driving through from Atterbury Road. In Erasmusrand, we have those roadworks that are causing delays on the N1 South just after the R21 exit. These delays